Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. My grandmother, Mamimi Billy Brim, is out this week having some time to herself, and we have had a wonderful week. We're on our last 2 days here with Gail Naidu, originally from Johannesburg, South Africa. Yes. And if you haven't been able to catch these last few days on the radio, you can go online at billybrim.org and listen there. It is anointed and it has a powerful message. What the Lord's done in her life, but also what He is doing in the body of Christ in the world, and how the visitation of Jesus, but also how He just changed your life in general and your family. So please go ahead, Mom or Miss Gail.
Yeah,
please,
because
special.
Yeah, Gail was talking about a part that her testimony. You know, Gail, your testimony is something that, you know, Paul saw on the road to Damascus. You know, when the Lord revealed Himself, he thought he was right. He thought he was doing right what he was doing. He said he had a zeal, but it wasn't from God. But he had a zeal for God.
His actions looked mean. Yeah. They were mean actions, but his heart.
But he thought he was doing the right thing. And that's how a lot of people are in false religions. They think they're doing the right thing, or I think they do. I mean, they're searching, or but when your heart cried out, when that heart cry came, and I believe through the prayers of your mother, you were born again. And so the same thing with Saul and Jesus, the same thing, and he repeated this all the time, and this is something that you carry with you. That is part of your part in Christ in the body, your part of His ministry. And so go ahead, it's just anointed. Go ahead and share that with us about your mother after the vision or the dream.
Now, you know why I said what I said to my mom? Mom, today I'm going to church, not because you've been asking me for 2 years, but I'm going today because I want to go. And the most amazing thing, you know, that was my beautiful journey because the Lord ordered my steps. I just knew that I knew. The dream was on Saturday. This was Sunday morning. I'm having this conversation. I knew that I knew I must go to church. I knew that. Just waking up, I knew. I didn't know where, what, how, but I knew I was going to church. And I went to her. By this time, Mom's already going to Rhema Church, so I just went with her. And I think that was strategic, too, that she had switched churches, and now she was at Rhema, because looking back years, the Lord led me there. That was my home church for 16 years. That's where the Lord led me to do 3 years of Bible school at RBTC Rhema. And it's been the most blessed, beautiful years of discipleship training, and it's been a wonderful church to be a part of, and I thank God for that. So that was just further healing, wholeness, deliverance, and restoration, and just training and equipping and being a disciple for my Jesus. But Pastor Brenda, what I really want to talk about is, you know, with that earnest seeking in Hinduism, I believe a lot of Hindus are really earnestly seeking, as I was. But Hinduism is totally based on self-righteousness, because my whole Hindu life was based on good works. It was based on good works. My mom was part of Women for Peace. So I would go and help them. And it was a woman's organization that would go and put on big Mother's Day and Father's Day parties at old age homes for the very lonely aged people. We'd put up these big massive parties, 3-course meals, and make their Mother's Day and Father's Day special because they had no family. With another organization called Hope, helping other people emotionally, where we'd put our own money together, cook massive pots of food. We were very young, in our early 20s, and we'd feed all the glue boys, because we had a lot of homeless kids on the streets in Johannesburg, in Lanesia, and they would sniff glue, you know, just to survive on the streets. So we would feed them, and we would teach them to read and write. They were runaways. We do all these things, all these good works. So with Hinduism, the more good works you do, mm-hmm. the more determines what happens to you when you get reincarnated. So basically, Hinduism is basically solely, the foundation of that is solely based on good works, which is rooted in self-righteousness, because you feel good temporary about your good works, but there's no lasting fulfillment and satisfaction,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it's not a real relationship with a real live God. It's not a thriving relationship. It's not a growing relationship. It's just good acts and good deeds. But that's just a temporary thrill, just mm-hmm. a temporary happiness, so to speak. And so the more good works you do determines what you get to become when you get reincarnated. You know, good Hindus come back as, a higher state of being, a better person. And bad Hindus come back as animals or whatever. And so everybody thrives on these good works, the self-righteousness. So with the result, it's outward acts, it's religion, it's duty, but there's no heart transformation. There's no mind renewal.
Mm-hmm. You can kind of see that try to creep. I think it's just a thing in the flesh that you want to have good works, but you can see that try to creep into the church, you know, not just trying to do things to please, feel good about yourself. And it might look good. Like you said, it might be something real nice to the moms and dads for the Mother's Day, but the fulfillment is in that abiding in relationship
mm-hmm.
that Jesus, you know,
it's inside out.
It's inside out, not outside in.
Yeah.
It's completely opposite.
Right.
And that self-righteousness is so empty.
Right.
It's empty. It's so religious, and it's the Bible is clear about it's filthy works. It's like filthy rags in the nostrils mm-hmm. of God. You know, it's mm-hmm. It's not fulfilling.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry for using those words,
but realize your own self is not the answer.
And looking back now, I was completely self-righteous, because you pride yourself as a person on how much good works you did, on whether whether you drink, whether you smoke, whether you sleep around, whether you're a virgin. Everything is about me, myself, and I. Look at what good person I am. Look, I am so pure. I am so holy. I'm a virgin. I got married a virgin. I don't drink. I don't smoke. You know, I don't have tattoos. I don't have piercings. It's all this religious I. Mm-hmm. And it's the height and the form of pride and arrogance. Whereas Jesus Christ humbled himself to the mm-hmm. point of death and became a man.
Mm-hmm.
He became a creature like he created us,
mm-hmm.
you know. And that humility of a God coming down to serve us
mm-hmm.
and dying for us on the cross
mm-hmm.
so that we might have the best of life, abundant life, overflowing mm-hmm. life to mm-hmm. the full.
Mm-hmm.
What great love, what great sacrifice, what humility. And who wouldn't want to love and serve and mm-hmm. be in relationship with a Father
mm-hmm.
and a Lord and a Master like Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thankful to the Lord, because I can relate a lot to Saul. You know, he said he was the Pharisee of Pharisees. I was the Hindu of Hindus.
You lit the candles or the incense or, yeah.
Yeah, and I thank God he saved me from self-righteousness. He saved me from myself.
Yeah, thank God.
Yes.
And I think Satan fell from pride. And he poisoned the first Adam. And he said, you know, you will be like God. So man's basically, human, their own God. That's what happened. And only someone totally to God.
The Father's will.
Yeah,
not,
the Father's
not their
will.
Flesh will. Yeah.
They had to break this cycle of rebellion. And it was Jesus Christ. And so when we become in fellowship with him, in relationship as born again, but in fellowship, then this nature of him, with him in his word, I mean eating his word, drinking his word, spending time with him, praying, all those times that we have in him, then this nature of humility, his humility is our humility, because we are one in him, John 17. I think the greatest thing that in my own Christian life, Gail, was the realization was, and here, you know, it's not you at all. It's me in you. It's what I am allowed to move and do through you that matters. I believe that wood, hay, and stubble that's going to burn, you know, well, there's many that will all make it, but that wood, hay, and stubble is what we did in our own selves in our own Christian life. Yeah. Yes. And not from that hymn. It says that if we don't have love, well, that's Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, that's the Father. If we give our life to be burned, but we are doing it from our own self and not through Him, we have nothing. It says if we have all faith, well, we can move mountains, but we are not doing it from Him.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. It says
if we have all knowledge, we can have knowledge. We know that scripture and we know these scriptures and we know all the plan of God, and but we have not Him from Him. That stream of that's coming from Him, it says nothing. You know?
Definitely, Pastor
nothing,
Brenda.
Nothing.
I can remember so clearly with that self-righteousness. Self-righteousness is religion. It's dead. And, you know, you look down on people. So there's no love. And who's the source of love? Jesus. He's all love.
Yes.
You know, He's all source.
Yeah.
And there's no love in self-righteousness. You're looking down on people. It's complete pride and arrogance. And here we get the author of love living on the inside of us. What a contrast if you compare self-righteousness, indeed religion, to a thriving, real, awesome love relationship with the master of love, the lover of love, the lover of our souls, Jesus Himself.
Yeah, and that's the power, that power. That we walk, it's his power, but we get ourselves out of it. I heard one man say, or actually read it, he said the reason why we haven't had more power in the church is because we've had our own power, our own mind, will, and emotion power, our own soul power, and we haven't let the Father, the Jesus Christ through us, glory to the Father, the Holy Spirit, avenue of the Holy Spirit, to operate, because we've been operating in our own, we'll do it this way, we'll do it this way, or I'll do it that way, this is a good I thing, and not letting that flow. There's a flow in Him, and we're out of the way, and that's why we haven't had more power.
Yes, I agree completely.
Yeah, yeah.
All of Him.
Yeah,
Mom, I know.
Yeah.
So talking about the meeting, revealing the glory that we've been talking about this week at Glorious Church Fellowship, March 23rd through the 26th. And we have the address. It is 915 North 19th Street. It's in Collinsville. And if you can go on billybrim.org if you they're going to be streaming that live. And I know the location's a little smaller, so that might be the best idea. As if you have any questions, if you have a phone, you can call at 417-336-4877. And I know those, the Lord, what He's doing is His will is going to be the point of this meeting, and displaying His glory and His love is going to be a part of it. Shalom, shalom.